Mistrum Radio.
Please, Mom, please.
Please, Mama, say yes this year.
Mom, we're not going in any of those scary costumes, I promise. I'm going as Batman.
And I'm going as a princess, not an ugly old witch.
I thought we went through all this last year.
But everyone is going trick-or-treating. Zainab's going.
And Hassan and Layla's mom is letting them go to a special Halloween costume party just for the neighborhood kids.
Their mother sighed. That was the hardest part. It was tough enough to convince her children that Halloween was not for them. But when some other Muslim parents let their kids join in, what could she say? Last year, Mr. and Mrs. Siddiqui tried lots of convincing arguments. They explained to their children that it wasn't safe to go to a stranger's house and ask for candy. That Muslims didn't believe in such things as ghosts and witches and goblins. Mr. Siddiqui had issued a firm no, and that was it. But now the children were a year older, and their arguments were getting stronger and more convincing. They had promised that they would only go trick-or-treating to the houses of their neighbors and friends they knew. And even Mr. Siddiqui could come along and watch from the car or the street. They wouldn't wear any ghoulish costumes, and they promised to ration their candy and not eat it all in one night. You have made some very safe plans and offered good arguments, mashallah. And I know how hard it is when all your friends, especially your Muslim friends, are going. But it just doesn't seem right to me. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said we should stay away from the things we're not sure of.
SubhanAllah, this isn't easy. It looks like harmless fun. Costumes, candy, parties. I know in my heart it just isn't right for us, but how do I convince my kids? Will it really hurt them to go out just one night a year? Pretty soon they'll be too old for this nonsense anyway.
Just then, Mr. Siddiqui came home from work. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Dad! Mama said we can go trick-or-treating.
Now, just a minute. I certainly did not say yes yet.
But, Dad, I'm going as a fairy princess, not as a devil or a goblin.
We're only going to our friends' houses.
Okay, okay. Now that you've had your say and presented your side, is it fair for me to have my turn?
Okay.
I went to the library today and looked up the origins of Halloween, how it all started. I thought if I could give you a little background about all this Halloween stuff, you might begin to understand that it's just not for us Muslims. Long ago, there were some people called Celts. Some of them were Christians, and others were pagans, people who did not believe in Allah at all. A group of the pagan people called Druids celebrated a holiday called Night of the Dead. They believed that on that night, the souls of people who had died roamed about the earth causing lots of trouble. Most of the Celtic people also believed that devils, witches, and ghosts came out on this night as well. On that night, the Druids would go from house to house demanding food and gifts. They said this would help to keep the evil spirits away. If the people didn't give them anything, the Druids cursed them and said they were doomed. Sometimes they would sacrifice animals and even people to appease the spirits. The poor frightened people used to disguise themselves by dressing up in costumes in the hopes that these evil spirits would not recognize them. They hollowed out pumpkins and carved faces on them, then placed a light inside, hoping to scare away the evil creatures from their homes. Later on, the leader of the Christian people tried to make his people give up these evil practices. He made the following day a religious holiday to remember all the special people who had done good works in their life. It was called All Hallows Day, or All Saints Day. However, the celebration of the Night of the Dead still went on and was named All Hallows Eve, or as we know it today, Halloween. All the practices such as trick-or-treating, dressing up in costumes, and putting jack-o'-lanterns on the front steps come from this.
Wow.
SubhanAllah. I guess what you've been saying all along about Halloween being a night for the shaitan was right.
But what are we supposed to do? Even if we believe it and read all that stuff to our friend, they'll just say who cares.
They'll make fun of us and say we're chickens because we don't want to go. Buck, buck, buck.
Remember what happened last year?
Last Halloween, The Siddiqui children did not go trick-or-treating. Their parents didn't think it was fair to open their doors and give candy to all the neighbors if their own kids weren't allowed to go out. So when the doorbell started ringing last year, Mr. and Mrs. Siddiqui just patiently explained to the trick-or-treaters that they didn't have any goodies for them. "Come back any other day and you're more than welcome," Mr. Siddiqui invited everyone. Most kids just ran off to the next house, but a few older kids hurled insults as they ran away, like, "Foreigners, you'll be sorry. No treats and tricks for you." The family awoke the next morning to find that someone had pelted the front door of their house with raw eggs. "Some trick. What a mess. And such a waste of good food." The Siddiquis worked really hard with their children about the non-Muslim holidays and tried to offer them something else. Alhamdulillah, they made a great celebration for the Eid, and their kids were convinced it was much better than Christmas. They usually didn't put up a fuss as long as they were given a good explanation from the Quran or the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam why something everyone else did wasn't good for them. Halloween was one thing, but the pressure from their classmates and friends was another. "I think it might be time for a little Quran."
"I can't believe there's a surah for Halloween."
"Well, I think there is a story you should hear. Ahmed, go ahead and read us the English meaning of Surah Al-Kawthar."
"Certainly we have given you everything you need. So turn to Allah, pray, and make your sacrifice. Surely your enemies are the ones who will have a bad end."
You both know that when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, started telling his friends and neighbors about Islam, many, many people gave him a very hard time. They didn't want to give up their idol worship. Their leaders had always warned them that they must make sacrifices and offerings to their idols, or the gods become angry with them and cause a lot of problems. After a time, they came to love worshiping the idols and the celebrations and special ceremonies they made up around the year for them. They probably got dressed up in their fanciest clothes, made great feasts of their most delicious food, like a party. They ate, drank, laughed, played games. You can imagine it was like a carnival. I'm sure it was something they looked forward to an awful lot. So here comes someone who wants them to stop all that fun. They don't like the idea, and they certainly don't like him for suggesting that they stop. So many people were very mean to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They used to call him names and shout out insults to him as he passed by. One of the most hurtful things ever said to him happened after the death of his little son. People in those days thought they were important if they had a lot of sons. They would brag and boast and think they were better than anybody else just because Allah had given them a lot of sons. One day, as he passed a group of men, one man called out to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, laughing that now he had no sons, as if now he was no longer important. How difficult that must have been for Rasulullah to hear such a thing, and how awful was the man who could say something so cruel. Shortly after that, Allah revealed this surah to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to help him. In it, Allah reminded the Prophet, look at all the wonderful things Allah had given him. Allah had made him the last of the prophets and the most important. Allah told him he would be in Jannah with him. And look how millions of Muslims praise the Prophet's name and remember him every day. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, never forgot to thank Allah for all his blessings, no matter how tough life got. No matter how much the people didn't like it or agree with him. Allah promised that those people who bothered him, were mean to him, and insulted him would lose all their blessings in this life and the next and be totally forgotten. Sure enough, they're only remembered for the bad things they said and did, and all those many sons of theirs didn't make one bit of difference. Eventually, what's good and right remains, and what's bad and wrong fades away. Allah doesn't just give these surahs to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They're meant for all of us, so we can feel better when others around us give us a hard time. Sometimes, too, it's hard to remember to thank Allah when we feel like everybody's against us. But if we read this surah, and we remember the Prophet's example, we'll do all right.
Thanks, Baba. I think everything you said is right. And for sure, we don't want to celebrate Halloween now. But it won't be easy with the kids at school.
Doing the right thing, standing up for what you believe in, usually isn't easy. But Allah promises to make things better right here in this life And we've got Jenna to look forward to.
Hey, at least Halloween comes only once a year.
Maybe we could make a costume party after the Eid for all your friends.
I'm gonna be a fairy princess.
I'm gonna be Batman.
Fairy princess is more beautiful.
He's stronger.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصلي لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العظيم. Muslim Radio.